So disappointing, aren't they, Craig?
Yeah, obviously you want to win games of football. I mean, it's you've got to just keep a level head about things and think about injuries we've got, think about that we haven't lost a game of football. You know what I mean? And it's, yeah, but you want to win games, but we're on a good run still. We've lost one in, I think, 19, and that's where you've got to keep perspective about things. And you get setbacks, and I want to win and chase Stafford, but it's it'll always going to be difficult.
Yeah. So you think that's it with the title race?
I'd say so. I mean, they've got two games, they've got a lot of fans, they're going to give it everything out there to win the last two matches. And then I think I'm more worried about can we win the last three matches more than Stafford winning.
I think
there,
they only need three more points, though, I think.
No, I think if they lose, yeah, if they lose one more match, or we lose one, I think so. Yeah.
So it's more you're focusing playoffs wise and getting the mentality right for that.
I'm not sure yet. We've got a semi-final tomorrow. I've got to wait up. Like I said, we've had a difficult night with injuries as well. That's my concern more than result, actually, a little bit. Pete Davidson's come off with his groin. Lee Bennett's got a bad Achilles injury. Got Gavallet already, who's out, so they've been three key players for us, really.
Just concentrating on the game at this point. Considering the position you're in at half-time, how disappointed with the second half display?
Massively, yeah, because I thought we totally dominated first half. I thought we had a lot of chances that we could have maybe scored, could have put four or five on board, so I was disappointed that we need to score more first half. And second half were a funny one, because I don't think Tom Morgan's had much to do, and I don't think there was much happening in the game, really. Both teams weren't really getting any chances, and then they scored a free kick out at blue, and then I think you become nervy. Lads just become really on the back foot and withdrawn, and so I think we've shot ourselves in foot, definitely.
So in terms of the heavy rain yesterday, then obviously understandably the game got called off as four. How would you describe the last 24 hours?
Disappointing from a league perspective. I'm not happy at all having to sort of regroup and play a game tonight. Just mentally, really, thinking about rushing lads to get off work. In back of his minds, we know we've got a game tomorrow. That ain't helpful, lads talking about that. And also talking about the fact we have to play 3 and 4 days. But I suppose it's excuses. Look, end of the day, it is what it is. We've drawn a game of football. We're still done well.
But have you ever known a situation where we had to play two games in 2 days?
No, not at this level. Not at this level of football. I think it's ridiculous how it's been. You've had to arrange to do it the day after. I think it's ridiculous how we're expected to play 3 games in 4 days at this level of football. And lads have still got to go to work. You know what I mean? They've got commitments, family commitments. So I think from that perspective, I think it's been difficult. I really do.
So in terms of tomorrow, what's the team going to be basically like? Do you actually know?
I don't really. It's like I've said, we were already down to bare bones for tomorrow. With people, with commitments, we work. Obviously, Walshall can't play. Michael Potts can't play. So we're just going to have to see and see what we've got when I wake up tomorrow. You know what I mean? This is the thing, really. What do you do?
So you're not going to be too disheartened if you lose the match?
No.
On the basis of just getting the team out?
I don't know. I honestly don't know, because it's a cup we wanted to get to the final of, but now it's looking like we're going to be in playoffs. Do we want to be in final? This is the thing, because the final's on the night of the playoffs, so it's a difficult one.
In terms of tonight's game, obviously, but he's playing tomorrow. Should it be this game should have been moved to next Thursday?
Yeah, I think so, or tomorrow night's been moved, I don't know, but it is what it is. You know what I mean? I think any sane football person would say that it's a ridiculous thing to ask people to play 3 games in 4 days, and I repeat, at this level of football. That's,
well, I think it's people working.
I mean,
it's not like the full-time job.
From a point of view, firstly, physically, I don't think it's right to ask players to do that. And secondly, like you said, with the work commitments and stuff, I just think it's wrong. But it is what it is, I suppose. You look like you're making excuses, but I'd like to think anybody that really knows the football and knows how things work, they'll agree that it's an absurd thing to do.